The Sound of Summer in DeKalb's Hopkins Park. The DeKalb Municipal Band, plus a chorus of crickets and car horns, puts on a free concert every Tuesday night from early June to mid-August. Conductor Dee Palmer was back behind the baton for the season finale after missing much of the year because of an arm injury.
Until next June, I want to tell you folks how much we love you madly, and keep that in mind all winter.
Dee Palmer is a DeKalb icon. There's even a statue of him standing in the shadow of the Hopkins Park band shell that's named after him. Not only was he the band's conductor and head cheerleader for 63 years, he was a trumpeter and swing band leader. That was before he settled back in DeKalb, where his family ran a popular music store. The DeKalb Municipal Band was in his blood. He spoke with WNIJ in 2004, the year the band celebrated its 150th year.
My grandfather was director of the band from about 1880 to 1890. And my father played in the band for many years and finally became manager of the band.
DeKalb had a band 2 years before the city was even founded. And while bands formed and folded on a regular basis in towns across America, DeKalb's survived.
DeKalb did maintain their band all these years through the Civil War, depressions. The band managed to maintain enough people to play.
In his 2006 interview with WNIJ about the city of DeKalb's sesquicentennial, Palmer credited his father with making a municipal band tax possible. And that's how the band's been supported since the 1920s. Palmer saw a lot of change during his long life, from World War I to the internet age and every distraction in between. He said there'll always be a place for a hometown band, as long as they're willing to give the people what they want. And that's why when he programmed a season, he tried to emulate the Boston Pops.
It's a type of music and entertainment that I think will always be in vogue. The future lies in entertaining the people, attracting your audience with the type of programming that you do.
Wow. I don't know how to explain it, but he was just very level-headed about to everyone. He never expressed anger to anyone.
Joe Pasteras has played percussion for the DeKalb Municipal Band for 23 years. He's also the band's librarian, which means pulling the music from the library and getting it into the proper musicians' hands. He says he'll miss Dee Palmer greatly, even the little things, like how he threw his whole body into conducting.
He kind of marches to the beat when it comes to a march, you know, where he swings his arms alternately and it just makes me kind of laugh when I see that, but I think I'll miss that part of it.
If he could dedicate any song to Palmer, well, Pastera says that's an easy choice.
It would be A Closer Walk with Thee. It's an old standard from down in New Orleans, back in the old early Dixie days. He was always into that early Dixieland stuff.
But the song that capped Dee Palmer's long career on August 23rd, another crowd pleaser, the Star Spangled Banner, complete with crickets, car horns, and a crowd chanting his name. Not a bad send-off for the man in the white suit coat. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.